This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Top Democratic and GOP leaders of the House Foreign Affairs Committee have called on President Donald Trump to investigate the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. In a bipartisan letter sent to the president on Monday, Democrat Elliot Engel and Republican Michael McCaul urged the Trump administration to launch an investigation into the attack, saying sanctions against Moscow may be necessary. Navalny, a prominent opponent of President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on August 20th during a domestic flight in Russia. He was transferred to a hospital in Germany for treatment. The German government said on September 2nd that toxicology results showed the 44-year-old was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the poisoning and dismissed any accusations of a crime, saying there is no evidence to support a criminal investigation. But suspicions surrounding the poisoning quickly mounted against the Russian government, which has used similar methods against critics of the state in the past. Most recently, the Kremlin was found to have used the same chemical weapon against an ex-Soviet spy in Britain in 2018. On Tuesday, representatives of the G7 condemned what they called the confirmed poisoning of Navalny. That's according to a statement released by the U.S. State Department. The Afghan province of Panjshir has come under attack for the first time in two decades of conflict. After several members of the Taliban kidnapped local citizens on Tuesday, residents say they've taken up arms to help Afghan security forces. Provincial officials said the militants took over several Afghan security force outposts in the Afshar district. A district official told VOA about 60 militants came from the neighboring province of Nuristan. The official accused the Taliban of taking